so many music things in this one. Someone with a bad manager.
Paronychia. Inflammation of the skin fold, of the lateral fold of the nail. Inflammation of the proximal and lateral nail folds. Etiology, if it's acute, is staph aureus. And acutely, what is the history? They had a manicure or a pedicure. They had some type of trauma. They were biting their nails. Candida albicans is for chronic. And there, your history? Water immersion, hand washing, thumb sucking in children. Associations include trauma and water immersion. H&P, your painful, tender nail folds. Periungual swelling and erythema. And if you press, you may express, if it is open, a purulent discharge. Treatment includes topical and systemic antibiotics, incision and drainage if you have abscess formation, and if it is a chronic fungal infection, we give topical steroids and antifungals. Erythema multiform. What's this? Target lesions. Minor?
Major.
So erythema multiform. A self-limited 1 to 4 week skin reaction pattern to a variety of stimuli. Again, I forgot to take out the etiology, so ignore that. HSV, big one, okay, for erythema multiform. Also mycoplasma and sometimes drugs, but drugs are not as highly implicated in erythema multiform as they are in SJS and TEN.
What is it, sulfonamide?
Sulfonamides, different antibiotics, anti-seizure, anti-convulsants. H&P, classic iris or target-shaped lesions. It is symmetrical and acral distribution. What's acral? Acral?
Arms and legs.
And it also affects the palms and soles. Center of the lesion may appear vesicular or dusky. And they have malaise and arthralgia often associated. Treatment includes antipyretics, antihistamine, analgesic, sometimes topical steroids. If this is recurrent, and they do have the HSV, so they have the oral recurrent blister and then erythema multiform follows, with prophylactic therapy. With? If the herpes is indeed causing it.
Yes.
So that's why we give prophylactic therapy with acyclovir. Diagnosis?
SJS.
SJS. TEN. SJS, TEN. What's the difference? What percentage of desquamation in this?
Less than 10.
Greater than 30, and if you're in the middle of that, then not sure. So, a spectrum of mucocutaneous, drug-induced, or idiopathic reactions associated with an impairment or an impaired capacity to detoxify intermediate drug metabolites. Therefore, there's a genetic susceptibility, and the biggest association is going to be drugs. H&P will reveal skin tenderness, erythema that goes on to necrose and desquamate. SJS, you usually have more macular lesions. The defining characteristic is you have to have two mucous membranes involved. And here, less than 10% of epidermal sloughing. And remember the big thing, this measurement is not of the rash. It is only of the epidermal detachment, right? And SJS usually starts with some type of history of a URI. The TEN is greater than 30% of epidermal sloughing, and this has a stronger association with drugs, okay? I believe almost 95% of TEN they associate a drug with. There's a percentage of SJS which is idiopathic. Treatment, there you go. Treatment, remove the offending drug, supportive care, and ophthalmology assessment, because remember, these patients are also prone to conjunctivitis, ICU, a burn unit, local wound care, and supportive therapy. Steroids and IV immunoglobulin are still controversial, but as they do more tests, they are becoming the standard of care. And there's a high mortality rate, so the biggest thing is the early diagnosis and removal of the drug to prevent the mortality, 5% SJS, 30% TEN.
It's melanoma.
Sarcoma.
A sarcoma. It is simply skin cancer. Which is that one?
The melanoma.
That's the melanoma. What's the thing that you have to remember about this?
ABC.
A, B, C, D. A? Asymmetry. B? Irregular borders. C?
Color.
Color variations. D?
Diameter.
Diameter of? Greater than 6. And E? No. Evolution. Okay? Evolution. Not elevation. The biggest prognostic factor, however? Death. Death is the biggest prognostic factor. Most common cause of death from melanoma? Anybody know? Metastasis too? No. No. Huh? The brain. Number one cause of death, metastasis to the brain. This one?
The eye.
Basal cell carcinoma. Which one's the most common?
Basal cell.
Basal cell carcinoma. What do we see here that's all characteristic?
Necrotic.
A rodent ulcer. Yeah, rodent ulcer. What's this?
Border.
Did somebody just say reptile? There's nothing else. There's no reptile here. Rolled borders, right? Pearly, papule, and what are those red things? Am I talking to myself? No, that's for this one down here. What are the blood vessels called?
Oh, the capillaries. Thrombotic.
No, those are in warts. No.
Those are the little pin ones.
Come on, telangiectasia. That is basal cells. Telangiectasias. Well, how large do you want them to be? The thing's only that big. There's basal. So that leaves us with one more. Oh, let's go back. Everybody's saying actinic keratosis. Is actinic keratosis there?
No.
No, but where would it be? It would have been, It would be before? The melanoma? Unfortunately not. So that leaves us with one. Squamous cell. The predecessor lesion to squamous cell carcinoma is actinic keratosis. What's the predecessor lesion to melanoma? A mole. Everybody's got moles. This is squamous. A changing mole. What do we call that?
Nevi.
A type of nevi. The dysplastic nevi. The dysplastic nevi is the predecessor to melanoma, the actinic keratosis, the predecessor to squamous. So basal cell, most common form of skin cancer, arises in sun-exposed areas and is derived from the basal stem cells of the epidermis. Association, chronic UV damage, immunosuppression, radiation, genetics, fair skin, light hair, etc. H&P, persistent, non-healing, papule, or nodule, which is usually pearly, star, that ulcerates star or bleeds, causing a rodent-looking ulcer. And it has telangiectasias, star, roll border, star, an essential crust or alteration. Why? No star there. Just because it's covering the rodent ulcer. Diagnosis is the biopsy, where again we see the basal cell proliferation. And treatment includes excision, cryotherapy, electrocautery. Now, big part about this, though this is the most common form, metastasis and death is rare. This is a locally invasive form of skin cancer. Locally, no metastasis and death, very rare. Your squamous cell is the second most common form of skin cancer. It arises again in sun-exposed areas. Here we have malignant keratinocytes with a star metastatic potential. Associations include chronic UV damage, immunosuppression, fair skin, light hair. H&P, slow-growing, non-healing, firm, indurated, scaly, papule, plaque, or nodule. Scaly. Most common on the head, neck, dorsal, hands, and forearms. And this also affects mucous membranes, including the lower lip. The actinic keratosis, it's pre-malignant lesion. Diagnosis biopsy with your keratinocytes there, and treatment excision, cryotherapy, electrocautery. And lastly, the melanoma is a melanocyte-derived skin cancer. The dysplastic nevus is the pre-malignant lesion. It's associated with chronic UV damage, genetics, and fair complexion. here, the pigmented macular plaque with your A, B, C, D, E. Asymmetry, irregular borders, color variation, diameter greater than 6 mm, and evolutional change. The types based on histopathology, yes?
Did you say that dysplastic knee bar is also precursor to basal cell?
No.
No, nothing.
Just melanoma. Okay. Squamous is the actinic keratosis. There is no predecessor that they have named to basal cell. Okay?
I mean,
types based on histopathology. There's more than just these two types, but if there's a question going to be asked, it's going to be about these two types. So the superficial spreading malignant melanoma, 60 to 70%, so it's the most common type. The acral lentiginous melanoma is the most common form in Africans, Asians, Hispanics, and it affects the palms and soles. So the most common histopathology of melanoma, superficial spreading. If it happens to be an African-American male with melanoma located on the hand, that would have been your acral lentiginous. Anybody remember the sign for melanoma under the fingernail?
The stripe?
That's the black stripe, but it has a name.
Striations?
No, there's no striations.
Oh, Hutchinson.
Hutchinson sign, very good. Biopsy, and again, for melanoma, the most important prognostic indicator is death. Excision, and this, for melanoma, they do wide border excision. So they take out more skin than is just around the lesion. Sentinel lymph node biopsy, because again, high rate of metastasis. Radiation and chemotherapy. The metastasis to the local adjacent skin and lymph nodes occurs. You have systemic metastasis to the lung, liver, brain. Brain accounting for the number one cause of death. Also to the bone and GI system.
Alopecia
areata, pathognomonic, exclamation point hands, what type of disease is this? Autoimmune, does it heal itself without scarring? Yeah, but what's the some of the hands might look like? They may look gray, white, and thinner than normal. This one?
Male pattern baldness.
Male pattern baldness, but better named, because this is not a male. Blank pattern baldness. Which type is this? Androgenic alopecia. What hormone is implicated? Well, we named three so far. Dihydrotestosterone. The primary androgen in males?
Testosterone.
Testosterone in females?
Estrogen.
No, no. They have androgens which converted in the hair keratinocyte to your dihydrotestosterone. What is the dihydrotestosterone? Which hair does it lose, cause to be gone?
Terminal
hair. Scalp hair. But what hairs grow?
The fine hairs. The baby hairs grow.
Chest hair, facial hair, not scalp hair. So you lose. So this woman with this androgenic probably has some beard hairs going on. Yes. Diagnosis. A wart.
What? A bulla.
The felon, yes. Preceded by a puncture wound, usually the etiology. Staff a lot of the time. What's the problem?
The infection can't get out.
The infection is in a closed space. So the infection keeps proliferating, it cuts off blood supply, and your whole finger at the end may necrose. How you treat? Incision and drainage, systemic antibiotics. What else you gotta give this person? After a puncture wound. Tetanus shot. Diagnosis.
Oh, it's a tapioca.
Oh, no. Yes, it's your tapioca. Dyshidrosis. Tapioca vesicles, recurrent inflammatory on the hands. How do they treat? They may give steroids, emollients, creams. Diagnosis?
Purpura.
Very good. Erythema nodosum. It looks like? Looks like?
Pearl?
No, it looks like erythema, but it feels like nodules. Why, Lauren? Don't worry, don't you remember? Why, what is this? Yes, it is a paniculitis. Subcutaneous paniculitis. And how do you get that? Which one is it associated with highly? Huh? Sarcoidosis. Sarcoidosis, this is the most common skin manifestation. And it's also associated with other types of infection and also drugs. When this heals, what happens? No, no scarring. It never ulcerates, it heals without scarring, but it changes colors. So it resolves similarly to a hematoma, turning yellow, green, and all those. Did it just get darker in here?
Yeah.
Diagnosis. Neurofibromatosis, what's that? The cafe au lait spot, what's that? A neurofibroma. And what's pathognomonic about it? The buttonhole sign. What are you talking about? It's right there. Right, how do we do the buttonhole sign?
Push it.
Yes, you push it in and it invaginates and leaves a hole. What else do these patients have? One more thing that happens at puberty. This happens at 3 years old. These happen after puberty or somewhere around then. Ah, your axillary freckling. Axillary freckling usually occurs at puberty. And there's two types? One, two, which one's central? Type is central? I'll have to look that up because I don't remember. Anyway, neurofibromatosis. Diagnosis. Very good. Peutz-Jeghers syndrome. What's that? Yes, we already said that. Yeah, you got your polyposis of the intestine and the stomach. What do you call these? No.
No, it's an L.
Yes, it begins with an L. Lentigines.
Oh.
Right?
Like lentil.
So they have hyperpigmented lentigines. And what's big about their diagnosis and follow-up? No. They have high rates of surveillance. So they get biopsies when you watch. They get their upper endoscopies, lower endoscopies, barium, remember?
Yeah.
So you have to surveil these patients intensively.
Black widow spider.
The black widow spider bite. The black widow spider with the nice... the red hourglass. And it's a large, black, shiny spider.
Neurotoxin.
Neurotoxin. Oh, no breakfast, lunch, dinner here. Oh. That's the flea.
You don't want a breakfast.
No. Yeah, you only want it once.
But it looks like breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Well, you, there's the two bites.
Is that the red, white, and blue one?
That's not red, white, and blue.
That's the brown.
What happened here?
No necrosis of the tissue. No necrosis.
It's called what? What's the name of the toxin?
Lactrotoxin,
and it is a neurotoxin. What does it do?
Respiratory
spasm. Muscle spasm. Because it blocks your ACTH and calcium channels, so our treatment. Calcium gluconate, narcotic analgesics for the pain, benzodiazepines. Not many patients die from it, however, this could be lethal. And for those cases that are moving toward the lethal section, we have
venom.
A black widow spider anti-venom. Yes.
Paget's
disease of the breast, often associated with? Huh? What kind? Yes, it's of the breast. Introductal.
What is it?
Introductal, generally. And that's Paget's disease. How do we treat? Excision. How do we describe this?
Erythematous.
Good, it's a plaque that has eroded the nipple.
Not to mark it. Oh,
vitiligo. Vitiligo. Why?
White patches.
Because their melanocytes are absent. This is considered an autoimmune disease because it's usually associated with a lot of different autoimmune diseases, including alopecia areata. And what else do I want to know about this? How do we treat?
Make sure you cover your skin. There's no treatment.
What does Jackson do?
Bleached everything.
He bleached his skin. So, some of these regress, some of the lesions, when you hit sunlight. So it's suspected that the melanocytes in that area, though they were heading off, there were still some left. You could give steroids, you could do phototherapy, and you could do depigmentation so that the rest of the skin looks like the depigmented areas. You do have in both this and albinism, as well as the other one, zero pigmentosa. Right? Is that what it is? Yeah. In that one, you have a higher rate of cancer, yes. So with all patients, but especially those patients, you recommend sun precautions, sun lotion.
Brown recluse.
The brown recluse spider. The toxin?
The tissue toxin.
It's a tissue toxin. What's it called? It starts with an S. Oh, somebody started it. I'll just take the first syllable. Sphingomyelinase D. So that's your local tissue toxin. Here's your red, white, and blue sign. Okay? You end up undergoing necrosis. And we have to do surgical debridement, local wound care, usually antibiotics. Anything else about the brown recluse spider? Oh, what does it have?
Guitar shape. Type of a
violin. Guitar, violin, but yeah, there it is. Diagnosis.
Lupus.
SLE, most common?
Butterfly rash.
Yes. Well, we talked about that last time, that this is generally red. And the other one is brown, and the melasma has more geographic borders. This is photo, so it is accentuated when it comes in contact with
you got 2 minutes?
You have one of the breasts.
We finished the whole bag already? We have a bee. We're beasts. Because I take 16 out of that.
When people just say lupus, a lot of times they do mean this, but actually the other types are probably more common and they may be called something like that. So you have systemic, SLE. The other one is there. Discoid lupus. And the other one is subcutaneous acute lupus. Alright, one of them scored this one, one of them doesn't. Systemic lupus. It's systemic, so it's more common than just.